Welcome to episode 25 of the Loper Beautiful Show. Hello, Mitte.
Hi, can you see where I am at?
I can see where you are. This is very exciting. It's beautiful.
I'm out in the Majorcan countryside. Sitting by the road, trying to get some connection. And I'm sorry if the quality of sound isn't that well, or if maybe it will be get a bit of hiccups this time.
You are because, on holiday, it's fine.
Yeah, the internet comes and goes as it wants here. So
as it should on holiday, right?
Yeah. Maybe we should start by telling everybody, if they missed it, that I visited Puerto de Sóller and Hotel Esplendido the other day.
Yes,
and I made a little video.
You did?
Yes, I did. So we will put a link to that one under the movie.
Absolutely.
And under the podcast. So you can go and see.
If you missed it on social media so far.
Yeah.
You will have to see it now.
Exactly. You have to. Yeah. But that's not why we're here today.
No. Today we're going to discuss whether or not the Low Carb Universe and LCU 18, the event, is controversial. Or in which way it is controversial, maybe.
Controversial and controversial, it's unique.
It's unique, absolutely.
But there
are some very strong feelings, and we're definitely getting a heap of questions about these things. So
yes,
that's why we thought we'd straighten out the lines.
I suggest that we start with why we only sell full package tickets.
That's a good idea, because we do get a lot of questions about that. I would love to join your event, but I live in America, or it's too expensive, or all of these things. So would it be possible just to attend the event and not have the food and the accommodation? And we say no. We are unfortunately not able to provide any other tickets than the ones available on our website, which is the full package ticket, including everything. Once you've bought that ticket, all you have to worry about is finding a flight to Mallorca and getting your butt from the airport to the hotel, and then we take care of the rest.
Yeah,
it really includes everything from talks, workshops, activities, food, 100% low carb food, accommodation, everything.
Except alcohol.
Except alcohol. Yeah, yeah, okay, fine. But that is a choice that each individual has to make anyway.
Exactly, yeah. And we made this decision due to what we want to get out of a conference. Because we want to have an intense period, a couple of days, where you live, you eat, you sleep, you drink low carb.
Yeah.
We want to build new networks. We want to connect people. We want people to have a chance to meet the speakers that are all staying at the hotel and do and all the dinners and everything with us, all the meals. And also for the speakers to get the opportunity to talk to and discuss with normal people. Because it's a win-win situation. The expert and the normal people, we have a lot to learn from each other.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's really
a bonding thing, so that we get like a group feeling that we can make a community out of the people who are there. And that's going to be difficult if there are different people running in and out. I mean, we know how it is at other conferences, and it becomes very unclear who is there. Oh, are you going to be here tomorrow? Oh, were you there yesterday? You know, all of these things, that it's a bit difficult.
Yes, it is. So that is why, and we are not doing it because we are mean.
No.
We are doing it because we want people to get the very most out of this event.
That, and of course, also, if you really are interested in seeing if it would be cheaper to stay somewhere else, eat somewhere else, and then attend the conference, please do the calculation, because it won't be.
Yeah,
it won't be.
Because we have managed to get a price for this hotel that makes it possible to do this.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the way. If we should get coverage for the rooms and so, we wouldn't be able to have this conference, this event.
That's also a reason why we, because yeah, we have to cover our expenses. And that is a very important point for us, of course. And also, we have a very limited amount of seats and stuff in the common areas. So the lecture hall and the restaurant, for example. And that those are, of course, dedicated to those who have bought the full price ticket. And maybe in the future, we're able to do something different at a different location. But as long as we're here, we're not gonna.
This is how it works.
Yeah.
And then we can connect to another thing that we get questions about.
Yeah.
Children. And we have taken, we've spoken about this earlier many times. And due to the intensity and the price as well, and the fact that it's a low season, there it's almost nothing to do around.
There is nothing to do.
No,
the whole town is dead.
It's dead. We do not allow children.
Yeah, we have an age limit of 18 years.
Yeah,
because there's nothing for them to do there. It's nothing of interest. We do not organize anything for children.
No,
we don't have any like babysitting services. We don't have anything like that because we really want you as visitors and the speakers and everything to be able to really immerse yourselves in this experience without having to worry about what the kiddos are doing, whether they're yours or someone else's, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Just no, without having to worry about that because they do,
yeah,
no matter how well behaved they are, because most kids are little angels, of course, but no matter how well behaved they are, they still cause more of a stir than is necessary for this kind of an event. So, yeah.
And there's only one exception.
Yeah.
Breastfed babies.
Breastfeeding babies.
Yeah.
For natural and reasons stuff.
Yeah.
But apart from that, the kids are going to be super bored and we want to, you know, make sure that everyone has the calmest and most rewarding time that they can whilst with us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the hotel itself is a bit controversial.
It is. It's an amazingly beautiful hotel.
Yeah.
And you have, it's built like in the 40s, maybe. Yeah. And then it was refurbished. It's very, it's like a, what they call a designer hotel.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. And there's a lot of art and everything is done delicately down to the smallest detail.
It's definitely not a standard conference hotel.
No.
This is so far away from it that we've even chosen not to call LCU18 a conference. It's an event.
It's an event.
Yeah. So, for example, as Bitte has shown in her beautiful video from a splendid hotel, for example, where we have the talks is in the hotel lounge.
Yes.
With, you know, armchairs and sofas and normal chairs so that you can find whatever you feel the comfiest to sit and listen and learn in. But also so that it has this more casual, this more immersive feel than sitting on in exact rows with the same notepad and the same pens and the blah, 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 everything like you see at other conferences maybe. So it's not at all the same. And of course, at what other conference place that you're staying will you hear the sound of the waves rocking you to sleep and waking you up in the morning? Yeah,
because everyone events you can see on Instagram and Facebook, oh look at the view, look at the view from
that's one of my favorite activities in the morning when I wake up at Hotel Esplendido, just to see what others have posted.
Yes, you do that and then you open your own balcony,
exactly, and
the
then
door.
You're like,
wow, and have a sip of the coffee you can make in your own room.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe it. You have to live it.
You have to experience it, for sure.
Yes. And another thing that is very unique is the food.
Yes.
Yes, we thought that when you're going on a health journey, sort of, you can't have crappy food.
No.
So we we have 100% low carb food.
Yeah.
The chef and the food and drink beverage manager, they are so into this and they are so interested, and they do exactly what they can to make everyone satisfied. And that is the funny thing, because low carb is like the universe. It has uncountable stars in the low carb heaven. And everyone that's been on our two events, they said, they're like, oh, this is like they made food for me.
Exactly.
It's exactly what I eat and exactly what I need and what I want. So
we really taught them how to make low carb as well. And my favorite line still from the food and beverage manager was, this is easy to cook.
Yes. Yeah. This is easy. No problem. Yeah. And it was not, there weren't any problems at all. So
So we're expecting some really yummy good food. And healthy.
Yeah. And healthy. This is a journey that wants to give you an overloaded luggage or weight luggage when you go home.
Unless you buy a lot of stuff. Unless you buy your body weight in olive in Mallorcan olive oil, for example. That's, you know, that's your problem, not ours.
They should do that. They should leave some room in the luggage for olives and
For the delicacies.
Sobrasada? No. Sobrasada? The Mallorcan sausage that they tear apart. But they don't serve that at the hotel. So if you want that, you have to go to the shop and buy it yourself. That's not so yummy.
Also, actually, the location of the event itself, not just Mallorca. Yeah. But of course, that is very unique and maybe a bit controversial. But the fact that we are actually the first 100% low carb, which we already said, international event in Europe. We're really the first ones that managed to get all of these amazing speakers to come join us on this tiny little island in the Mediterranean. I don't know of an event in Europe that has the same sort of arts and ways and maybe even caliber. I'm going to go as far as to say caliber. So I find that very unique and a bit controversial.
Those who want to buy a ticket only for the lecture, the thing is that you, as you said, you can't get away any cheaper with doing it yourself. So if someone thinks, oh, why a 4-star hotel? It's because we had demands for the price, of course, but also on the quality, because we don't want people to be disappointed. We want people to be reassured that they can come here and they will have high quality, low carb food. They will have the best service, the best speakers, the best environment and everything. And that is how it is.
Yeah, no, it's very true. Yeah, I just think you should join us. Just give it a try.
Yes, you have to come, and then you want to come again and again and again and again, because we have, that's how it's been for the past two events.
Yeah.
People asked us, at our very first event in November, people asked us after the first day, when can we buy tickets to your next event?
Exactly. So, oh my God, seriously, that was a goosebump moment. I'm like,
I got it here, and it's like freaking hot. Like a goosebump. They came to the other event. Many of our former guests came to the second event, and many of those also have bought tickets for this November event.
Yes. And we can't wait to see them again.
No, exactly. Because that's another thing that's very okay when you meet people, like minded people, like in London, we did in the Caribbean and so, you get new friends for life.
Yeah,
because when you are so tight for 5 days, you become a little family or a big family, a bit more of a big family.
That's another maybe controversial thing, is that we've, of course, it's only us at the hotel. We have the whole thing, so you won't have to worry about, oh, is that person low carb, or is that one part of the conference? Every single person, maybe apart from the staff, is part of this
conference. With us. Yes.
Yes.
And all this together explains everything about our visions. And we also made last week's podcast was about our core values.
Yeah.
So you can listen to that if you need to learn more or get some explanations. But and you are always welcome to contact us.
Absolutely.
If you have any questions?
Any at all?
Please contact us and let us give you an answer to it. So we'll help you out with anything.
Exactly. And this week in this podcast, we never do this, but I thought, why not? In this week's episode, you actually have homework. It is to watch the beautiful video that Bitte made from Puerto de Sawyer and Hotel Esplendido and learn more about, or envision yourself walking down the hall there and past the bar into the lounge and just feeling that like awesome feeling.
Yeah. The atmosphere, everything.
I can't wait.
Neither can I.
Awesome.
And it's so, and I'm just like 15 or 10 kilometers away from the hotel where I'm staying at right now. And I'll be here quite a few days more. So I hope to pay another visit to Esplendido.
Yes. And I'll be joining you next week.
Yes. Oh, that would be awesome. That would be so fun. So much fun.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Have an amazing week, Bitte.
Yeah. Oh, you think
all of you others?
I'll do like this.
If you're watching on YouTube, if you're anything like me, you're gonna get jealous of Bitte right about now. Great. Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Bye, Hannah. See you later. Bye.